You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and Zach Morse.
Hey, this is Eddie from Kix Hawaii. You're listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst and DJ Zach Morse. Aloha.
Yo, 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 this is Wolves Martin, alias Old Timer, Light Sleepers, Metafortress, Soul Shifters Crew. I'm listening to Sleep Time's Over with Kavat the Catalyst, Zach Morse. Word up.
Yeah, that's the joint. That's the joint.
Joints and Gemma. Did we go with that one?
The Black.
Oh, yes. Okay, so Black Eyed Panther.
Panthrol.
No, that's like some 70s porn, bro.
Panthrol, bro.
Panthrol?
Panthrol from Thundercats.
Oh.
Remember Panthrol?
So never mind Black Panther, it's all about Thundercats. Right?
Yeah. Black Eyed Panther.
Isn't that what I said?
You said that? You said that? Black Eyed Panther?
Man, yet again.
But can a panther get black eyes?
That is a great question.
Is that racist?
You said it.
You know, people say like, oh, if you ask if it's racist, then you're racist.
Pretty
no,
much.
For real, is it racist?
Well, you pose one of those kind of weird questions. Like, have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
Right, yes.
Like, you know, we see pigeons everywhere. Have you
very
seen
true, bro.
Where are the
very
baby
true,
pigeons?
Bro. Yeah, very true.
How's that informative intro? So here we are.
Yep.
What is going on during the week?
Let's go. Bruh, weekly recap, bro. Here
I
we
got
go.
Something I gotta ask you, bro.
What's wrong with you, bro? You okay or what?
No.
Okay.
Because I have a question for you.
Oh, your question? Oh, nice. Is it a serious question?
Yeah, about 6 out of 10.
Oh. Okay.
Right,
anyway.
What happened to you? Let's go.
We had the Angry Robot Show.
Yes.
Come to the shop. He did Silent Stage. Shout out Paul from Silent Stage. Came down, signed the prints, get the toys, get the pins.
Right.
All the people come down, the collectors.
Right.
Bada boom, bada bang, bada bing, bada bing, spend the money.
A lot of people came in, a lot of people bought?
Yeah, like maybe about 15 people here at like 5:30-ish.
Really?
It didn't start to 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So get the teas, so cup of tea. Okay. Lightsleepers.net, shop.lightsleepers.net,
yes.
As well as come to the store. But it was dope, man. Aaron, you know, I invited him to be on the show, but he never texted me back. And it says delivered on there. So I know you've seen it, Mr. Wobots.
Doesn't that always suck, okay? Like, you message somebody on the direct message thing and it says seen. Because that's the only way that's the only messaging that says
right.
They saw it, right?
Yeah.
And they seen it, but they don't reply. Doesn't that just make you real feel sad?
Well, I think about that. I think like sometimes like situational. Maybe they're doing something. I don't know. That's why I look at it, right? Maybe they're with family. Maybe they're on the toilet.
The more famous they are, the more they're doing something, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the craziest thing? Let me tell you someone who didn't do that and replied. Malaika Lincoln.
Oh, there you go.
She, every time she had seen, she was typing away.
Wow.
So.
She does take a lot of selfies.
Yes.
You notice that? She takes like a two-part selfie where... Wherever she's at, wherever she's on the scene, like a wide shot that she takes like a happy shot.
Many shots of her smiling and laughing.
Yeah, smiling. Hey.
You know, that's a question we forgot to ask our two women last week about selfies. What is the thought process behind taking a selfie? We didn't get to ask that.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody last week. The Valentine's show was a roaring success. Oh. It was.
Wow.
I think you look at me like, oh, really?
No, I believe so, bro.
People like the show. But that just dawned on me after you mentioned that.
Here's a question. Do we talk about if guys should ever take selfies?
We did. Should not happen.
Should not, right?
You can take a picture with other people in the picture.
What about if you have like a new, like maybe if I have like a new hat, maybe, you know? Check your hat out, you know.
Then you put the focus on the hat.
Yeah, you got a new like jersey. Let's say you get brand new Titans jersey. Like, check it out.
Then you put the focus on.
But
the
no
hat.
Should no guy should take like selfies on the regular.
Just
right?
You driving in your car with the picture of you in your car.
Like,
Yeah. Or at the gym. Gym and in the car.
You know what? So, I mean, we're all guilty. I'm guilty of it because I have a business, you know, of you take the shots, of you doing stuff, you do some inspirational quote.
How many inspirational quotes?
Oh, I do like, you know, my theories, you know. You know, I do my little hearsays, poke at. But then, do you think people can get overdosed to that?
Yeah.
Too much, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say any names, but sometimes I'm like, oh, here we go again.
Exactly.
Woe is me. One, every week ain't too bad. When it's like every other day, like, oh, you never believed in me, but look at me on top.
I was knocked down and I'm going to come right back up.
Oh, so inspiring. Like, shot.
How about you stay down already?
Stay down already. Anyway, woes. you came to the shop. Yes. Silent stage. It was a good night. We had DJ. Who spun that night?
Who's the DJ?
Leansky.
Who's that?
Leansky is like...
What's his deal?
Boston's Crazy Legs.
Okay. He's a breaker.
Yes, he's a B-boy. B-boy.
Oh, he's a B-boy. Sorry. Man.
Get it right, bruh.
Sorry.
Nah, it's like whatever.
Sorry, Central.
Anyway, you know, he's like Boston's Crazy Legs. Like, been there, done that, veteran. He taught him many a B-boy. He's a freaking hip-hop legend, dude. For real. But he's such a humble dude. So he lives in Hawaii now. He's retired.
Got it.
Okay, this is real quick. He's a retired B-boy.
A retired
B-boy. And he moved to Hawaii.
Okay.
How does one do that?
Pension.
No, bro.
401k, bro.
He made the right moves coming up, bro.
Right.
Money, investments.
What was his career? What was his business?
He flipped houses. So like many of you B-boys out there that I know of that don't have jobs.
Get a job.
You know, that don't like try to have careers.
Yeah.
Leansky, man, much respect, dude.
Okay, then that's good. That's
job, good. Career,
very good to you.
Networking.
Yes.
He invested. He didn't, I mean, I'm pretty sure he partied in his days.
Yeah.
But he was smart with it to a point where he retiring in Hawaii.
That's crazy, right? You don't hear that every day.
I mean, just saying hip hop in general. Like, you know what I mean? Hip hop heads in general. You can do it. And he's like a B-boy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a physical skill, you know?
That's true, and for him to be able to do that and
to retire in Hawaii, crazy, right?
Retire in Hawaii and to get into the business of flipping houses is a big thing as well. That ain't easy.
Yeah, it ain't easy, especially in Boston.
A lot of blunt work, and that takes a lot of funding as well.
Right, you gotta have money.
You gotta have money to do this. So well done. Well,
but yeah. So I asked him like how he did it, and you know he told me the story. He has like a bunch of things. He helps the community, and through the community, he meets people. You know, he's basically connected dots along the way through his like 40 plus years of being a B-boy. He made the right moves, made wrong moves, made the right moves to financially set himself up where he decided to retire in Hawaii.
Right.
But him retiring in Hawaii doesn't mean it stopped him, though. He can still break. Yeah. It's crazy, man. Like,
well, how? What is it, like, 40s?
50s? No, he's 50. Oh, 50s. He's 50. He may be like pushing 55. But the dude looks good, dude. He looks like 45.
Oh, he do that. Up rocks, that's
right. No, for real, he got some killer up rocks.
That's right, he's in shape, bro.
Anyway, okay, so well, much respect to any hip hop people that actually using their head. You know?
So he was DJing the night, so I was watching some of the footage on the Instagram.
Oh, and DJ Freeze came.
Oh, DJ Freeze was there.
Your friend of ours, the DJ of the year.
He is, DJ
of the year. DJ Freeze, bro.
Just to reiterate, any kind of DJ.
The happiest DJ ever, I think.
He is, well, because you know why.
Oh, yeah.
He's high as a kite, bro.
Well, at least he's high, not like taking pills
or
anything like that.
Right. But he's a good, fun guy.
DJ Freeze.
So I was looking at the page of the man known as Saku-san.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was filming. He films everything. He supports everything. He's a mild-mannered guy.
He supports everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he's always, like, positive.
Right? At Saku-san.
That's right. So he's filming inside your store.
Yeah.
During the event, and I swear the DJ was playing Migos. So I messaged
Saku-san. Oh, that's the other event. That's the Street Fighter one.
Okay. That's the one I'm coming up to later.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll fast forward. So after the Wolves, we had a Street Fighter art show. Okay?
That was the next day?
Next day.
Okay. That was... Who's part of that? That was a lot of guys.
That was a lot of guys. A lot of up-and-coming artists. That was like 20 artists. Yeah.
Or something. Right?
Spell curated.
Okay. And then that was had a DJ there.
Yep.
And that DJ was DJ Blanca.
DJ Javi.
Wow.
Right. Yeah, yeah. DJ Javi
wasn't playing Solar, but he was playing Migos. He
played Migos.
So I was like, wow, he played Migos in Canada? Yeah, he played Migos.
No, I just ignored it, bro.
Really?
Yep.
So he was playing like all that kind of new stuff.
He played the new stuff first and he played hip-hop after. Oh. But I mean, I was like, you know what? I gotta tell him change it. Like,
no, I know. I just was trying to humor.
Just do you. It was humorous. I heard it at first. I'm like, frick, let's ignore it. I got things to worry about.
Well, was that a crowded event, though? That was.
Oh yeah, was packed, that dude.
Successful.
That was even more packed than the Wolves show.
Wow.
And it was continuously packed. Wolves was like the first rush, and then people just trickled throughout the night.
Okay.
This was literally like 50 plus people every time in this spot. There was at least 50 people in here and 50 outside the whole time.
Yeah.
And it just kept going in and out and out. A lot of new artists. That's what's good, man. I made this spot and kind of reminds me of like back in the day at Trip to Lights where I had like a lot of artists come out of nowhere.
Right.
Like Lucky Olelo when Wolves was coming up. Right. All these guys coming up. Now they're established. Hopefully a few artists from these shows can get established and make their moves out in the world. So that was a really dope show.
Two successful shows in a row.
There's two successful shows, man.
And they said the video game thing, if we can... Well, we can't really pan the camera later, but we're going to... Yeah. There's a video game system here.
Yes.
What is this? This is Neo Geo?
It is Ray Blade. He has a thing called the Pandora's Box, and he builds these cabinets, which basically has the two controllers, and there's 500 plus games in it.
And it's of all various systems.
Various games. It's like every Street Fighter ever made. Has like Mappy. Has like Strider. Remember Strider?
All
right. I played Strider. I like, dude.
Strider.
I played Strider, bro. And the thing is, I played it with unlimited credits today. I mean, yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's the first time ever. Because I never had that much money as grown up as a kid.
Of course.
And I would always die before the end of the first stage. On Strider.
That was tough.
It was tough, but it's super fun, dude. Yes.
What else
Strider, Double Dragon,
yep.
Dodgeball. There's Tecmo Sports. You gotta find it though. You have to. It's not alphabetical order. That's the sad part. So you literally gotta scroll through it. But shout out to Ray Blade and Video Gamers Hawaii.
Oh, he sells this.
He sells this.
How much does this go for retail?
$600, and you can customize it. So he made a Supreme one for some dude.
That's $10 million.
And then, so $600, you get 600 plus games, okay. And you can have like he has a bottle opener in the front. You can make it any color you want, pretty much. And what I would do is I would tell him. Maybe if I could throw in $50 a year for upgrade, you know? So, like, you buy it.
And then you
can, he didn't talk about it, but I'm like, you would like to upgrade it to more games, right?
Is it possible to do that?
Oh, yeah. These guys are...
Sure, the RAM is strong.
These guys are, like, video game freaking wizards, dude. Oh. Like, Fred Savage's older brother.
The Wiz. No, that's the mother movie. The Wizard.
The Miz, I don't know.
What was the name of the Nintendo movie? The Wizard,
right?
Yeah,
the Power Glove?
Yeah, Wiz is Michael Jackson. So... You can just attach it to what HDMI cable, and then off you go.
This is how crazy it is. He used that old school monitor to get the true perspective of an old school video game.
Oh, okay. So you can play like
the rather than most people say like I'm bringing this flat screen.
Right.
He's like, no, I specifically chose this monitor because it will bring the exact
authentic
of the game. I'm like, who thinks like that?
That's smart.
But shout out to Ray Blade and VGH808. They are a video game in Hawaii. So shout out, man. So we got to reach the gamers. We got to reach the Street Fighter heads, the art heads, the graph heads. That's what we do, man. That's what you got to do to stay alive nowadays.
You got to get all the genres of those guys.
You got to, man. Like, I ain't the biggest gamer, like, on the real. And I would never front like I am. Spell, he got my back. So you know what I mean?
Right.
It's the balance. I'm not going to do nothing that I'm not passionate about.
Right.
But I respect that Spell is passionate about Street Fighter. Right? We all played Street Fighter.
It's all nostalgia.
Yeah.
But you're playing up to the people because those guys have money now.
Yeah.
Nostalgia was in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's the demographic.
That's kind of what it is right now.
That's the market.
So, I mean, respect, man, to all the artists that came through, the DJs. Creed performed with his sister.
That's right. I saw that.
Yeah, that was cool, man. So Roll Beast.
That's her name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that performance?
It was fun. Yeah. Fun. Shout out to Creed, man. He got a brand new video.
Yes.
Produced by, I think, Kili Grace with Matt Martyr and Ty.
Oh, yeah?
His guitarist from City Limits.
Okay.
Well, brand new video. Very vulgar in the lyrics.
Oh,
but,
really?
But, it's a lot of a lot of F that.
Oh, wait. I did see this. I saw the clip. He's coming out of, like, Venus or something. And he's, like, partying.
Talk to the girl. Hey, yo, girl. Gonna F this.
Show you my RAM.
Yeah. Show you my RAM, my upgrades.
So speaking of Creed. I have some kind of sort of breaking news.
Oh, Scott Otero performed. Oh,
okay, yes.
And that was pretty much the performances.
Okay. Wow, Gouda Bike had that's like an old Chinese man.
Old Chinese man with a boombox. Yep.
Okay, so speaking of Creed.
Oh, here we go.
Some kind of breaking news. This isn't the question I was going to ask you.
Okay.
This is something else. It just popped into my head because you mentioned Creed. Okay, so Creed and yours truly, me, might possibly be doing a video together.
Oh, wow. What video is this going
to
be?
I have no idea. But it has to do with him doing wine tasting.
Okay.
And we're supposedly going to go and do some kind of a thing where he's tasting wine.
Was that part of a video?
Yeah.
A music video, like tasting wine?
From what he was mentioning, oh, cool. Yes.
The Sky camera going to be involved?
Well, I told him, like, you should get him involved because then he can provide, like, the venue and tell us, you know, figure we're probably going to go to, I don't know, a Muse.
Or something, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, this is, like, very groundbreaking. Stage one.
Wow.
So I don't know what
is the... I wonder what concept that's going to be for.
But I told him, I might as well do it. I could just, you know, just...
Maybe he just wants free wine.
You know, these cheap Holly, you know... not
cheap Filipinos.
94 block. The hip-hop people, you guys got to start paying for stuff.
Stop drinking the wine, bruh.
So I told him, I'm not even a wine guy. So I told him, like, I guess I go. I don't know what you want me to do.
The box wine, bruh.
Have you ever tried box wine?
Yeah.
What?
I don't like wine, period.
Yeah.
I mean, I tried it, but I'm like, what is wine? Why do people like wine?
That's a good question. I don't. Is it because of the sweetness?
I have no idea. If I'm drinking alcohol, I don't drink. So
right. When
I do, I'm like, what are you drinking? Give me one of those. Because more just to say, I tried it, and maybe I might like it. Then, you know, what's the other drink you try? Because I don't have a... I'm not like you. Like, I have a go-to drink. I'm more like, hey, what is my friend that drinks a lot drink?
Right.
Let me try that. So I can say, oh, I tried it.
Depending in the genre, the venue that you're at.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, what's the drink here, right? Okay, right. Give me one of those.
Right, like how we went...
Let me try.
When we did the Oda Rico thing long ago. Remember
that
party?
Yeah.
And then what was the drink we had over there? We said the Kapilani Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
We had many of those. If they even still have that drink there. I don't even remember what that was. It was a whiskey drink.
Was that like a whiskey drink? Kapilani Boulevard.
Okay, so ask you this. If you had beer, wine... and say, let's put whiskey in front of you. Three of those drinks.
Right.
Which one would you go to of the three?
What kind of beer is it?
Let's go with the Holly beer. Let's go with the IPA.
Oh.
So you got the dark beer. You got, we'll go white wine.
And then okay, wine, I'll not even touch it.
Okay, so wine's out. So then you got the dark beer, and then you got, let's go with a whiskey, like a quality one. We're not talking about like Jameson.
Oh, I'll go for the whiskey then, yeah.
You go for the whiskey.
Yeah, of course, the whiskey.
Because I think it has to do with sophistication.
Straight to the dome, baby.
Exactly.
If you want to get there, let's get the whiskey.
14 shots not needed.
No need, bro. No need 5-6 beers. Give me the whiskey, bro.
Okay. So
and I'll get there, bro. No, well, you figure.
Okay.
Beer is beer. I don't know. You put it on a bottle, right? And you drink it one at a time. Whiskey is more like, you know, you crack that open. You know what I mean? You got to do a little pour it. And, you know,
well, I think that's what it has to do with it. I think it, with the presentation and then with the element of sophistication. Because beer, you have several ways to do it. You do the bottle, you do the can.
Yeah.
We just kind of like the Moke style.
The tap, yeah.
Or you drink it out of the glass, they pour it in the glass.
Right.
Wine is always done in the same way.
Yeah.
Unless you do the box. And then whiskey, you're drinking it out of the glass as well. So that's why you have that.
Well, you think about what's good about alcohol, you think about it, it's technically not bad for you. In moderation. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually healthy.
It can take care of a lot of colds and viruses.
Like beer is good for you. Wine is good for you. Whiskey, I guess, is good for you.
Well, whiskey is the most of the three. It's the most healthy.
So that's what I mean. So that's what I mean, like, but it's when you abuse it, then it's like bad. But
right.
That's pretty cool when you think about it. Like, you can have a, you know, a drink every night, every, you know, couple drinks a night.
And beer, you can gain weight because of the
yeast. Okay. Then, yeah.
Beer is automatic. That's a weight gainer.
Wine, what's the negative?
Wine, that's going to be too sweet. So that can lead to weight gain too. So you want to do something like a red wine. Rather than the white wine.
You gotta brush your teeth.
Well, red wine is good for the heart.
Oh, but stains your teeth though, right? Red wine.
Not necessarily.
Well, I don't know. I'm just thinking. It stains your clothes.
It'll stain your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it'll be, red wine is actually okay to do for your heart.
Sweet, yeah. Sugars in there.
Help you go to sleep.
But it's okay. The whiskey. Is there a negative to the whiskey?
Whiskey
besides would be, drinking too much and then getting drunk?
I think whiskey would be just if you're just drinking all day long.
Oh.
That would be a problem.
So whiskey's like a good thing to...
This thing just dropped mysteriously.
Good thing just to...
Right, and so it depends on what you want to do. Like, you have the cocktails, right? That's a whole other genre we need to
mention. Oh, boy.
So if you put the whiskey with other things, you just got to be careful.
What did the Lord make for us at our dinner? Remember the one that I liked a lot that he aged for like a week or two? Remember that?
That was the opener. That was the opening drink.
Was that the one? That was good, dude.
The amuse-bouche opening.
Was it that? Or was it another drink in the...
He made a dessert drink at the end.
Oh, I forget what
he made. Two different ones.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's good. Shout out.
The first one you said, shout out to the Lord who's at Highbrow Room.
Shout out,
he's there, shout out to the Lord.
Anyway, where we at?
You were talking about the Street Fighter. You were talking about video games.
I'm
curious about this video game thing. We need to film a segment.
I'm gonna play some games, bro. And then
so then what else happened in the weekend?
We lost. I got blown out. My team got blown out. My basketball team got blown out.
What happened?
Kids was any kind.
You guys were all
the kids was all out of it, bro. They must have been all out there drinking Slurpees, playing video games,
Slurpees,
watching Victorious or something. I don't know, watching.
You guys blew it, bro.
The kids was partying last night. They came to the thing. We're not ready, bro. Wow. It wasn't. Yeah, we got blown out, dude.
Wow.
But we could have came back, but the team fell apart. That's the thing. We could have came back. But
you're
the
running
team.
A loose ship, bro.
Man, I gotta cut it out, but they was on the banana boat, bro. It was on.
I think they were. They was at the sandbar, Kanyoi. They all jumping around.
Anyway, hopefully we can make up for this next week. UH won 2 games on the road. Shout out to UH.
Those are the records.
I watched Black Panther, by the way.
Okay, now you segue well. Black Panther.
Yeah.
What is your review?
My review. I think it's a great movie, man.
How many marks? How many microphones?
I would go 4.5 mics, bro.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
Unbelievable.
And that's knowing that your commentary, knowing other people's commentary. I went there by myself, 10:40 show, bro.
Wow.
At night.
Wow.
Sunday night, no, Monday night.
Okay. And then, good to go. How long was the movie, first of all?
2 hours. I got out there, but I got there about 1 or maybe.
All right.
So then, yeah, that was good. I thought it was a good movie, man.
All right, I'm going to say this to you live.
Oh, here we go.
Kind of. Okay. Now, I'm getting some flack. And the flack, I think, is justifiable, but not.
Right.
Because I haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is, why is everybody touting this as the greatest superhero movie of all time? Everybody's saying, great, 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 great.
Nah, because there's action, one.
Okay.
There's technology, you know, they mix it in, like, you know, just the tech stuff.
All right.
That they do. 2, the storyline is great.
Okay.
Right? And 3, both sides of, like, Black Panther and then Warmonger.
Yeah.
Like, they both are right and wrong at the same time.
Okay, I was going to get to that.
It's one of those ones. Yeah, it's like very political commentary.
Okay.
Like, it's pretty much, it's like, let's say Hawaii. Hawaii would be the Wakanda. Wakanda is where they live at, right? Let's say Hawaii had unlimited resources.
Okay.
But we only take care of Hawaii, right?
Right.
So basically, they live all these years under the radar. Richest country, nobody knows it, but they live properly. They're great, you know, technology advanced.
Right.
And then people on the outside is dying, you know. So there's people from Hawaiians on, like, LA dying, and
so you got the minority. Native Hawaiians on the island,
yeah,
and then Native you got Hawaiians everywhere else,
right? No, everywhere else, people are all like, oh, they don't know about Wakanda, I mean, right. About Hawaii. So it's like one of those ones. Now it's like, hey, two sides is we're gonna keep the Wakanda tradition, Hawaii tradition, not give it to nobody, right? Which that's why they live so long.
Okay.
Then there's another guy out there, Warmonger, is like, nah, man, we're gonna take all of the Wakanda, Hawaii traditions. We're going to give it to all the Hawaii factions throughout the world, and we're going to kill the oppressors. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So it's one of those ones, like, that's good. We should do that. And at the same time, like, oh, you know, that's not the way, right?
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because okay, killing is not the way. War is not the way. So it's one of those ones, man. I've seen people, like, side on certain sides.
Okay.
But I don't know when war is the way. You know what I mean? Like waging war. Like, literally, Warmonger wanted to wage... You want to put weapons into every gangster, every minority.
Just wage the war.
Yeah, and be ready to get at.
Attack. Okay, well, see, that's going to make it the topical conversation of this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so then I will go and watch this movie then.
Yeah, watch the movie, man. Watch it.
I don't go to the theater. Okay.
I'd watch it again. I would watch it again.
Okay, so I'll go to this.
Yeah.
And then I'll report back. All I'm saying is just everybody is just so positive on this movie.
Right.
I'm just saying, is this some kind of a sympathetic thing?
No, it is. It's a good movie. Good movie. Great acting, too.
Okay. Better than Dark Knight? Remember Dark Knight?
Yeah, Dark Knight was great. Nah, this is good, dude. Like, Michael B. Jordan plays a good warmonger, dude. He really does, dude.
Better than Wonder Woman. You see Wonder Woman? No.
I seen that many clips. I don't see Wonder Woman.
Okay, last Thor. Did you see Thor?
Didn't even see Thor yet.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yes.
Better than Spider-Man.
Spider-Man's different. It's funny.
Okay.
But this is good acting.
Okay.
Good action scenes.
Well, the guy's from Get Out, right?
Yeah. Acting, action scenes. All right. Like you know what I mean? Like movie technology advancements, right. Like scenes, cinematic, like filmy. Like there's no weak actor.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know, man. It's really, I think it's really dope, man.
Okay, 4.5 mics, all right.
I want to give 5, but it's a rough to give 5. Five would be like juice.
Five is New Jack City, man.
Five.
Five is a tough one. Is monumental. But I will go and see this.
Go see it, dude.
Go to the World Theater with their client seat. There you go. Bring my Kemoku seafood.
Make sure. Oh yeah, I used to do that too.
I've snuck it in several.
I used to do the kuru kuru sushi, bruh. Rokai. Yeah. I used to sneak the bowl in, eat. I'm supposed to be at work.
Do you? So you do it? You eat like that? So do how do you sneak into the theater? How do you bring the food in? Do you bring a backpack with you?
Well, I had like one of those business side bags, you know.
Oh, yeah, a satchel?
Not a satchel, but you know, like the laptop bag.
Oh.
So it looks more like a laptop bag rather than a big old backpack.
Ah, yes.
A laptop bag, you know, right there. And it's like I'm coming from, I'm dressed like I'm at work.
All right, no fanny pack. Like,
oh, hey, no fanny pack.
Yeah, don't do that.
No fanny pack.
All friends, you do that. Okay. Okay, so then that'll be the way to do it. Because I got to figure out how I'm going to bring this plate lunch. I always find different ways. Usually I go with someone and I tell, you know, the girl, go get the big bag. Right? I say, put them in the bag.
Put them in the bag.
Just like Arakan, just like Nick Cannon, put them in the bag.
Oh, God. Dying.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we've got Black Panther.
That was it, bro.
That was your weekend. All right.
Action packed, bro.
Wow. You know, what's Chinese New Year?
That's right. Sorry, I'm not Chinese.
All us Chinese, Cantonese.
Are you Chinese?
No, I'm not.
Of course not, yeah.
Of course, I would live in Kahala. So, because of that, we're not going to celebrate. We haven't celebrated anything. Well, ironically, the Street Fighter party was on Friday, which was Chinese New Year.
Right.
I didn't do anything. Did go to, on Friday, while we were doing that, I went to our good friends, our sponsor.
Yay!
I went to Square Barrels. Okay, so I went to Square Barrels.
I still have yet to go there to eat.
You don't go anywhere, bruh. Don't say this.
I am here working, but I am a businessman.
You
work
till 7 p.m. and then you're just going to rush home.
I got to get the kids, bro. I can't be deadbeat dad.
I'm not going to buy you a wife beater, but I'm just saying.
Wife beater.
Do they even call it that anymore? But I'm just saying, you're not going to go out.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Yeah.
So I don't know why you keep saying you got to go. No place
to go. Because I want to eat the burger, bro.
I don't know how we can do it.
Square Barrels, bro. I got to eat the burger. Which burger got to eat? Lamb chop burger?
No, the Wagyu burger.
Wagyu.
So the Wagyu beef. With prosciutto.
Oh, dude.
Put the cheese on there.
Fries. Let's go now, bro. I'm hungry.
Open yet. They open 11 a.m., bro.
Oh.
You open the shop. You can get the buzzer pretty soon.
Let's go, bro. You drive. Let's go, bro.
Yeah, I could. So we're going to go there Friday. This burger. It's packed Friday night.
Right.
All the after work crowd is there.
Okay.
So we're going over there. We see the head howler, Thomas. Have you met him?
I did meet him.
Okay. So we're down there. They have whiskey dinners. Speaking of drinking whiskey and things, they always have these. It's kind of like the dinner we had.
Yes.
So they do that.
So thank you. Yeah, Square Barrels. Yeah. Thank you for that dinner.
And they have one, I think, coming tonight.
Right.
If you take the show Wednesday, there's one tonight. So I'll pull something up there to tell you guys to go down.
Is whiskey their drink?
See, they brew their own beer there.
See, yeah.
So they do that, but then Thomas is a whiskey guy, so he does the pairing with the food.
Yeah.
And they did like a Mardi Gras one.
Oh.
They did. This one is just going to be another, I think it's like they're pairing this with Beer Lab Hawaii.
Oh, nice.
And then you got the whiskey.
See, that's the thing is, I want to drink, I got to go hit up Hideo and see if he went to the Bay and got that beer. Remember he told about that beer he's going to bring back?
Oh, right.
Forgot to hit him up on that.
You're not going to hit him up on nothing. You're too busy,
man. Oh, when I see him, I'm going to be like, you got that beer, son.
Well, okay, bro. Well,
anyway.
Hold up.
Okay, so anyway, you're going to go Square Barrels.
So I went there Friday, packed house. Then every time like the third time I've been there, Thomas, for some reason, decides, I'm going to turn off the music. I'll play the hip-hop music.
Hey, there you go. What does play? So Wallflowers before that.
It's some kind of, something like some kind
Cranberries.
Of. Cranberries. Howley. Oh. And then somebody yelling and he's crying. So he turn him off, put on the West Coast channel.
When he sees you, he throws hip hop.
Eventually.
Wow.
And then he puts on the West Coast, play all Too right. Short, bro.
Oh, there we go.
A lot of Howley's scared. Then they play Dr. Dre.
Then Howley's happy.
The Howley's were happy a little bit after that. Yeah. Then he goes in, what else he played? It was all I played. It was Warren G. Like, not regulators Warren G, but he was playing the other stuff. Dog Pound.
Oh, there you go, there you go, there you
Every Chronic song was being played. Wow. Lady, yeah. Everything. All the workers all dancing around, wow. yelling and screaming.
Little mother F and G's, they play that.
They played Easy.
Oh, nice. Yes.
So this got me thinking, okay, so the workers there look like a baby, late 20s, early 30s.
Okay, yeah, young.
But they were really into this West Coast gangster stuff. So I pose to you. People still like this stuff even when they're younger. Is that the only thing that is the connection that we would have with the younger crowd? Is the West Coast gangster partier kind of song stuff that was old? Because these songs are 20-some years old.
Oh, yeah.
But they know lyric for lyric.
Wow.
And these guys are young. So it's either they know young stuff and then they know all this kind of stuff.
Well, I think the gangster stuff is still relevant because that NWA movie.
You have that.
And Dre released albums.
Yeah, you have that.
Then Tupac. It's still Tupac, I love you, Tupac is the greatest.
Yeah, the young guys still know Tupac.
You know what I mean? So it's like one of those ones that they still gets perpetuated, and violence gets perpetuated, right? Yeah. Right. Violence will carry on through generations.
Right.
Henceforth, why gangster music is still popular.
Major rager.
Nah, there's no violence.
What is rage?
Yeah, rage.
The word rage. Rage. So rage is a thing. Yeah. People like to rage.
I think that's why the youth are still attracted to it.
Oh.
Okay. Because it's one, it's friendly to some extent.
Okay.
Right? And then it's like, you know, kind of perverted a little bit.
It's fun. It's catchy.
Boom.
That's it.
But you go deeper into it, you know. You know, Above the Law. You start going deeper into the gangster music, like MC8, and they don't know what they talk about.
They go crickets.
Yeah. Compton's Most Wanted. You go even deeper. Like, you know, the High C. Quick. Oh, Spice One. Yeah, all that stuff. And it's like, no. But it's like Pac, Dre, Snoop, Easy, NWA. Done.
It's still relevant.
That's crazy. It. And hopefully some of the people that really like good gangster music, they'll get into it.
20-something years old, still relevant.
That's crazy, man. That's so good, though. I mean, shoot.
That was Square Barrels, yeah. So packed house, listening to Dre.
What did you eat?
Wagyu burger. Oh. Yeah. It's good. It's good burger.
Wow, the Wagyu burger. Do you drink beer with that burger?
No. You can. I think you could. You, of course, compare it. But
so that's the thing. If we went to lunch, I would want a beer.
Right.
Only because I want the experience, right? I want to be like, what beer goes with this burger?
Well, you bring up a point. That's why I don't do lunch. That's why I don't go out to lunch.
Yeah, I'd be heavy,
because
bro.
Because I don't want to drink during the day.
Yeah.
So I'm only going to do dinners.
That's I can only imagine eating a Wagyu burger, fries, and a beer at noon.
Yeah, you're done.
And then come back to the shop and just zone.
Exactly. You're not going to get nothing done. You're not even going to make a beat on IG Stories.
I will not make a beat.
You'll be nothing. You're just going to be staring at the beat machine.
Anybody can be like, hey, can I buy a shirt? Be like, nah. Cannot, bro. Why? I own Wagyu burgers, drink with beer and some fries. Oh, I get it. They don't care.
Yeah, can you just go already. Go.
Just take them, bro. Just PayPal me later.
Yeah, you just do that. Wow. Giving stuff away. Get Garrett drunk.
There you go. I'm not going to be drunk. It's going to be wine paralysis, like, bro.
You'll be what they call the Kanak.
Yeah, Kanak attack.
Yeah.
Okay, what else did you do?
That's it. Well, that was Friday.
Right.
Saturday. To celebrate Chinese New Year, what better place to go to than Izakaya? No, Izakaya, bro.
To a Japanese restaurant.
Japanese restaurant will celebrate. So we go to the debut of Izakaya Uosan.
Izakaya Uosan.
Which I thought was his last name, is not.
Oh, is it Uosan mean? It means beautiful sunset in the east.
I'll take it.
All right.
So I forgot to ask him. But this is Nobu-san, who was formerly of Gaku.
Nobu-san. He's the chef.
Right? So we go down there, packed house. All the Japanese people there, Japanese,
because they're like, never mind, Chinese New Year.
They said, yep, they're going to rage. They're going to rage with the Japan food. So we go over there, sit down.
Samurai swords came out.
Put the sword in the gut.
Yep. Harakiri.
What is it called?
Harakiri.
Oh, really? That's what it is?
Yeah,
it is.
Okay. Japanese.
Sorry, Japanese.
I only quarter.
I only half. So we go there. Food is good.
Oh, bro, there you go. How much you spend, bro?
Here's the thing. Okay, to all you cheapos out there.
Okay, yes.
I'm going to talk to each and every single one of you guys.
Just talk to me, bro.
I'll turn my head to you soon. To all you cheapos from here, to the west side, to central, to cheapos, to get the cheapo lighter. All you guys, the omakase, which means you go sit at the sushi bar and then the sushi guy determines what you eat.
Oh.
So it's he chooses for you which fish to get.
Wow, okay.
Usually... Again. Regular price is about $100 minimum.
Right, it makes sense.
At Uosan, right now, $60, bro.
Whoa, what does that mean?
That's cheap, is what that means.
How much sushi do you get, though?
You keep going until you say enough already.
Oh, serious?
Yes.
Whoa.
$60.
Well, he just makes it for you.
If he knows you, the better it is. But if you go in there blind and you're a stranger, he probably has a set fish to give you.
Wow.
Here's fish one, fish two, fish three, whatnot. So about maybe six or seven things minimum. And then you can ask for repeat.
Oh.
Like he'll give you the fish. He'll be like, okay, this you use with wasabi. Yeah. Or this you use with shoyu. This is already done. Eat as is.
Oh.
And you just let him do all the work for you.
And he just, like 12 different sushis, you can just keep eating.
Yeah.
How many do you usually go up to?
Oh, well.
You can't see whack, I guess.
If the sake is right, I go minimum like 10.
Oh, and you kind of fall by then.
And plus we're doing hot food as well. See, that's what an izakaya is.
Oh.
You get it's not just sushi and sashimi. You get hot items like steak.
Oh.
Chicken.
That comes with the $60.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sushi omakase is what it's called.
Right.
$60.
There you go.
You just get the sushi and he just gives you out. So that I know him, so he knows the kind of stuff I'll go for. Like, you know, like chew toro.
Right.
The toros.
Right. Toro, toro, toro. Scaro toro.
Toro. El matador.
Totoro. Yeah.
Exactly. Tantaran.
Same thing.
So you know about that. So if the quality of fish is good, you keep it going. If you like something else, you get it.
And then you order the sides out, the steak.
Correct. Because then I have a wife who doesn't eat fish.
Oh.
So therefore, she got to do something. If not, she just goes stare at me. So therefore, we get the steak, we get the filet.
How you an Asian that don't eat fish?
No comment, bro. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say anything because anyone should be listening to this and they should be rolling their eyes at you, not me.
Don't roll,
I'm just going to say nothing. Uproll.
Okay.
So there was Saturday, went to that. Highly recommend it. 4.5 mics.
Wow, bro.
Izakaya.
So if you go eat there and you watch Black Panther, bro, you get almost 10 mics.
That's a 10 mic night.
Wow. Let's round it up, huh?
Round them up. So, make reservation.
Yep.
Well, so if you like go, I can text Nobusan. And
oh,
yeah. So I can bypass all of it, bro.
Wow. Where's this located?
I take care of you, bro. Kapilani, across the street from Inspiration.
Okay.
It's where Shabu Shabu House used to be.
Right.
So it's next to Gukaku, everyone's favorite cheapo yakiniku place.
Okay, yeah, there
and
you go.
And then you got this, what else is there? The Pancake House is there.
Yep.
There's a new dessert place over there now. Mm. I didn't quite look into it, but they did a cheap eats over there.
Oh.
He went over there. It looked pretty good.
Wow.
A dessert, new dessert
place. So it's next to the Pancake House?
Yeah. In that Kapilani building.
Ah, can you see it from the street?
Yes.
Oh.
You've driven by there, guaranteed.
Oh, got it.
Everybody that's
Pancake House is good, though, for breakfast.
It's always packed. Always packed. I give it up on that place long ago. Too many people there.
The Japanese love it. I don't know.
The Japanese, they take a picture and then they throw the food away. Yeah. That's what they do, you know.
No.
Yes.
They take the picture and then they don't eat it.
They take the picture, put the peace sign, and then they throw the food away. I've never seen them eat it.
No.
On the people that I've seen, I'm not going to be 100% here. I'm not a guy that's going to tell any tall tales out of school. But they take the picture. I don't think they're eating the Lokomoko from Rainbows. I don't think they're eating the pancake.
Wow.
Exactly that picture. I'm just saying.
So you basically should go there when they take the picture. He's done.
Scrap the food.
And grab him.
Yes.
He's done. Shoot. Thanks, sir.
Okay, cheapos. You got that? Go there 6 in the morning, Pancake House. You just wait.
Wait.
That's all you do.
Hey, you can eat that. No. Give them to me then. Thanks, sir.
They're there. I'm telling you. They're going
to
throw it away.
Welcome to Hawaii. Maybe because they can sneeze on it.
They might.
But the Japanese bug virus. Japanese
bug virus, yeah. You can put that kind of that spray, yeah. So that was Saturday. Also went to Highbrow after.
Oh, man.
So we always go after, you know, we drink the sake, then we go to Highbrow,
right.
See the Lord. He was over there. He was talking about any kind. We ended up yelling about
yelling.
The room. Yeah, we're yelling about the room.
No.
Because you still haven't seen the Disaster Artist yet, right?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I need to watch that.
Yeah.
Must watch?
Well, I'm throwing an event for that.
You're throwing an event?
Which you're not going to go to, so I don't even know why
I'm going
to.
Can I, bro? I'm sneeze, bro.
Saturday night, I'm throwing an event.
Wow, who's invited? Everybody?
You're not going to go.
No, everybody out there listening, bruh.
They need to ask. I have 5 questions for them.
They're going
to
show up. They're going to be like, hey, how you doing, bruh? Come for the room.
If you answer these 5 questions correctly.
Boy, watch out, bruh.
You'd be considered, bruh. You'd be considered.
So you throw an event for the room.
To watch the movie.
Oh, wow. Both movies.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there might be a third movie. I don't know which one.
Third movie.
There might be a third.
But Ernest Goes to Camp.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure, bruh.
Oh, there you go.
So.
Well, you also went to Honolulu Club
that recently. Yes, that was just last night.
Oh, it was last night.
Just last night to partake in the bar, the lounge.
Shout out to Honolulu Club.
Honolulu Club with Just Jarrah.
Our guest last week, bro.
She was there again. So great insight. A lot of people down there. He was there with Mr. Love was there.
Oh, shout out.
J. Ray over there.
Shout out.
All those guys. The Lord was there.
Hey.
He was all over there, bro. We all was like, you know what? I'm going to Hawaiians hang out with us.
Party, bro.
And it was good. I posted the pictures of the food is good.
The food looks good.
The food is good. There was a salmon plate that was there. Calamari.
So if you want to eat there, do you have to be a member?
No. You can just walk on in.
You have to tell them, like, yeah, go eat.
Basically, you just walk right in. You can park in the building. Oh. They validate for free.
Oh, so if you want to eat.
You can just walk on in, bro. For real.
Oh, so that's kind of like the secret there. There's a concert. Go there, eat, validate.
Correct.
Then go to the concert.
Correct. All right, bro. You just need to walk in there. That's it. It's open Monday through Friday.
Wow.
5 p.m. open.
And Jarrah works there?
Jarrah was just guesting there.
Wow.
Because Jarrah is training the bartenders there.
Oh, she's that good.
Well, she's a Dave Newman disciple.
Oh, hey.
You got that? You in like
the Flint, bro.
That's right. So that was Monday.
LA Symphony.
Good times.
Yeah. Yes.
They had an acoustic guy playing guitar.
Oh.
Okay, I'll end with this before I go.
Was that like Jeff Rasmussen?
You're going to like, wow, Jeff Rasmussen.
Hopper.
What a fool.
Hopper.
Okay. Not as funny as that, but okay. You'll get a kick out of this. Okay.
Well, here we go,
There's
bro.
A guy playing acoustic guitar there. And what he does for a living, you ready?
Ready.
He's the CEO of Zippy's.
Wow.
He's the CEO of Zippy's, who plays guitar just on the side. Obviously, he doesn't need the money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So he's just there pretty much screwing around. And wow. He plays like old, like 70s jams.
Even though we ain't got right. money.
We are lovers.
He's playing a cover of Adi Kimura.
And we all clap right here. So he's there. There's really nobody. He just goes, plays by. With no, he doesn't have like a following.
Wow, how did you know? Do you train the dude? Or?
No, I found out that because I asked like.
Who's this guy?
I forget his name, but my friend.
Asian guy, Holly guy.
Mix like Hawaiian.
Local.
Yeah.
Hey, Zippy's. Congratulations.
Local guy, Zippy CEO.
Hey.
So I was thinking, like, to make it more fun, he should do between songs, like a question-answer thing.
Oh, that'd be
like, does anybody have questions on Zippy's? I'm like, yeah, so I got a question.
But nobody, isn't nobody supposed to know he's from Zippy's?
My friend told me right away.
Hey, bada sakai, the CEO of Zippy's.
So I'm like, I have a question. Yes, young man. I'm like, thanks for having me on. What's the secret ingredient in the Zippy's chili? Is it still peanut butter?
That's like everybody says, right?
Yeah. Well, I used to work there, so.
Right. But it can't be, though, right? Because then you got to say what's in it, because people have peanut allergies now.
That is true.
So I guess it could be back in the past, but is it now?
These clowns with their allergies. Get over it, bruh.
But allergies are on kids, bruh. You can't tell the kids get over it.
You got to force feed them the food.
You cannot, because peanut allergies... You know, funky.
But what do you do for an allergy thing? You kind of slowly incorporate it.
Peanuts is one of those ones. Where
that's the one?
It's the ones you need the pen. Come out.
Harikiri.
Yeah. Oh, you got harikiri, kids.
All right, I'm just saying. Like, we don't have allergies. Do you have an allergy?
No, I think I'm developing allergies.
To what?
To you, bro.
That's a good setup. Then get out of here then. Fine.
Anyway.
Let's take a break.
Did you even say like, oh, bro, you own Zippy's?
I wish. No, I just found that.
Hey, you get a guy from Zippy's, eh?
I didn't want to bother the guy. Because he would get freaked out.
Hey, can you play Lovers and Friends?
Can you, you know, Adikimura?
What did he play? Real quick.
He played like the typical kind of old stuff. Like
Booth Corner.
Oh, God. he played Hawaiian kind of stuff. Oh, okay. It was instrumentals.
Now. Was he good?
He was fine.
Oh.
I mean, it was I was with a group of all those Yahoos, so I don't know. But good instrumental stuff. It was fine. It wasn't overbearing. We're like live music. I'm not a fan of.
You should find out how much Honolulu Club pays him.
Wow.
Because they gotta pay him something, right?
I think they probably give him like free spots.
Yeah, that's true.
Free spots. Free
that's a good membership. Trade. Well, you gotta figure all he wants to do is play.
Right.
Because I figure he's stressful during the day. Figuring out the new chili.
Oh no.
You know, any kind of spaghetti.
They're selling the chicken recipe now. Yeah. Bags.
Oh, yeah. Dip your chicken in there.
That's smart. I want to get that.
Zippy's
chicken is legit, man.
I can eat that right now, bro.
Right. So, you know, the chicken comes frozen. Okay.
Oh.
I can tell you all the secrets myself. Bro,
secret. Tell me that secret, bro.
So when I started my shift, okay, because I was janitor.
Right.
But I was, for some reason, I was in control of the chicken.
Janitor.
So ponder chicken. That one for a second, okay? The janitor is in control.
You clean the toilet. You got the chicken.
After. Get the chicken after.
Nah, I don't wash hands.
After. So I got to go in the freezer, and then I got to go pull out the bags of frozen chicken. So then, weird. I don't know why, but then I put it in the sink, and I'm supposed to tell him, I asked the manager how many you need. He tells me 3-4 bags. Okay, I just put them, and then I let it defrost. So while that's happening, I got to clean the fryer.
Whoa.
And that takes a... Have you ever cleaned a commercial grade fryer?
Bro, you paid your dues, bro. I got to tell you that.
I'm trying, bro.
But you pay your freaking dues.
That takes
dues,
2 hours to do. Okay? Now, let me give you a real talk. This is turning into all kinds of topics here, but...
Talk it, bro.
As a janitor, I give enough respect. You know those Filipino guys that you see picking up stuff?
Yeah.
They're the real MVP.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I cannot.
Because I tell you, this is what goes down, okay? You start your shift at 5 p.m., the dinner service. You got to check, of course, the trash. Because the trash fills up if it's crowded. So you got to empty all the trash from the outside bins.
Right.
So you got to go make your way amongst the crowd, get the trash, right? And you gotta be shamed because all these young people, they be like, oh, I don't like be that guy, get the trash. Shut up.
Yeah, shut up, everybody, shut up.
So you gotta do that. Then when you come back in, you gotta put in the compactor, okay? The compactor gonna fill up. You gotta clean out the compactor.
Wow.
So that ain't gonna be the thing that's gonna automatically take rubbish. While you're doing that, manager coming up to you telling you gotta get the chicken. So then you gotta go get the chicken. You put the chicken in the sink. All the while, you gotta make sure the compactor is good. The trash outside is good. Plates are coming. So you gotta wash the dishes.
Wow.
And then you gotta clean the fryer.
Okay? Wait, you're washing the dishes, trash, chicken,
yes.
Fryer.
Yep.
That's a janitor's job?
Yep. Wow. The janitor is the dishwasher.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
So you got that going on, and you gotta clean this fryer, which takes 2 hours.
Right.
So you got 2 hours of your time vested on this damn fryer when trash is piling up, plates are coming in. So you gotta really jam it.
So how do you empty the oil out of the fryer?
So you gotta go from the bottom. You gotta take the oil out. You gotta save the oil.
Right.
So you gotta take slowly out oil.
Oh, wow.
And find enough buckets to fill the oil. What you gonna have? But then once you do that, then you clean inside. Then you gotta pour the oil back in.
The same oil.
Same oil. Oh. You don't replace the. You replace the oil like once a month.
Okay.
But then for the most part, I've never replaced the oil.
Right.
I used to do that. And that causes stress because then from 5 to 7, I gotta dedicate this cleaning the fryer.
Wow!
And it's hot, right? So you can't do it fast. You can't just throw it up.
Wow! Hot, yeah, of course.
You can die. So
but you wait till the oil is cold.
No.
Wait, no.
No, the oil is forever hot. It's always the thing is always on.
But the bucket you're putting it in, how does it not melt? The oil is hot.
No, I mean I got like iron, steel buckets.
Still, yeah, you can burn your skin, but.
Why you gotta do this?
I'm not an animal. I'm not an animal.
I would look like a different guy than what I look like now.
Okay?
Yes. You gotta be solid with it. You gotta be very cautious.
Well, funny because people only see Zach Morris you are now.
Well, yes.
If they don't remember like how many jobs you've had.
Yeah, so anybody that says anything, bro, I was janitor at Zippy's.
There you go, bro.
I worked at supermarket.
Umeke, right?
I worked at Down to Earth.
Down to Earth.
Umeke Market.
Foodland.
What else was I?
You worked a bunch of jobs.
I worked valet.
Yeah.
I worked valet at the Sheraton. I do whatever job, bro. That's why nobody can say nothing to me.
Everybody,
step to the role, son.
It's true.
Step to the role.
Zach Morris, bro. He was not born this way, bro.
Anybody say it's right, I was
He's
born.
A made man. Yep. Would you take that waste time or just take all the time?
Well, we're going to... This will be our second and final segment of the show.
Yeah, let's just go ahead. Bare your ears.
That's right. Let's go. We got to talk about this because it just happened. I watched this live, and I was just in shock.
Okay.
Fergie.
Oh, bruh.
The national anthem is the
I didn't watch it live, but I thought people were altering it.
No.
See, it was like that live.
Yes. Okay, let's. I'll give you the build-up because I watched this thing. Okay, I was probably one of the only people who watched the All-Star game. Because, you know, people just don't like All-Star games. I don't blame them.
Look, besides Coltrane, he's watching it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then I should have did the kind of like IG Live with Coltrane.
Yeah, Coltrane, you come out, we go play a catch.
This guy. Exactly. The build-up to this, though, before they had the national anthem, they had a half an hour dedicated to Kevin Hart doing, like, this kind of a sketch. It was like a musical sketch comedy thing in the arena.
Why?
That's the same thing I was asking. It's him about, like, he wanting to be an all-star. It was the cheesiest thing ever. And he had, like, special guests. Okay, Jamie Foxx comes out, and Jamie Foxx starts to rap.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx is rapping. It sounded awful.
Okay.
And he's like doing this musical of like him wanting to be in the NBA, Kevin Hart.
It's the stupidest thing.
It's the official nail in the coffin to Kevin Hart. Kevin, it was so horrible.
Yeah, because he looked thirsty at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And then now he's doing this comedy act, which was awful, and he's officially not funny to me. I never really found Kevin Hart funny anyway.
You know, I never really found him that funny either, dude. That's the funny part. Name something
Kevin Hart did that was great. That was like, wow, this is the guy. Like, what was Kevin Hart's, like, Eddie Murphy Raw? What was Kevin Hart's Coming to America? Well, you know what I mean? What I'm saying? Like, what was Kevin
Hart? Yeah, it's really nothing.
What was his Billy Madison? Happy Gilmore.
Even the one movie I did see of him with him in Cube.
Oh, right.
Wasn't that good?
No, he's overrated.
It's a waste of money.
I'll take Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock over
oh,
here.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it just solidified it that he's just an unfunny dude.
Yeah, he doesn't even rank in top 10 comedians.
Not at all. Not at all. But he's doing this thing which is so cheesy. And then he brings out Jamie Foxx. And then he brings out Queen Latifah.
Oh, Queen Latifah.
Who's rapping again.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay, great to see the queen. Cool. And then he brings out one of the Jonas Brothers. I don't know how many Jonas Brothers there are.
Yeah.
So he's singing. He brings some guy from Pitch Perfect out. It was just awful.
Wow.
Totally awful. So then I was just like, the hell with this. Then they start the show. Then he introduces the players.
Okay.
He did better on the player introductions. Because right. It looks like, you know, he side jabs
yeah. everybody. They should just went straight to that.
He should have just intro the players. Because then wow. He was cutting them down. He was like making little like quick little jabs out of
see, that's cool.
That was fine. But then they go to the national anthem. Fergie comes out. I was like, I caught my attention because I was doing other stuff.
Yeah. Like, of course.
I'm not sitting there looking straight into the TV. I hear Fergie. I'm like, oh, Fergie? Okay, I'm going to go watch this. Yeah. I haven't seen Fergie in forever.
Right.
She comes out from second one.
Wow.
Awful. I'm like, what is she trying to do? She's trying to be different. But obviously, that's the first thing you're going to say. You're like, okay, she's trying to sing this different. But then it just got worse and worse. She's trying to do Marvin Gaye.
You can't do Marvin Gaye
at the All-Star game? She's trying to do that. How much did you see of this?
I seen the whole thing. Okay. I was laughing the whole way. First, I thought someone altered it.
Okay.
I was like, someone had to alter it.
Well, they did not.
So I Googled it, and then I YouTubed a bunch of them. I'm like, oh, my God. This is the same. It's just, she actually... And that just proves my point why Black Eyed Peas is whack.
Yep. They solidified it.
Like, that just solidified why... She can't even sing a cappella.
That's bad.
And you don't gotta do nothing. Yeah. You're not Marvin Gaye. You're not Whitney Houston.
Just sing it straightforward.
Your name's Fergalicious.
Yeah, I
think. Your name's Fergie.
She was on Kids Incorporated, dude.
She was? I don't know.
I think so. I think Gage.
But put it this way, bro. Without all that makeup, bro, she's probably, ooh. So the Josh Duhamel or whatever, good.
Is that the guy?
That's the guy she had a kid with, which I don't know why he even did.
Wow. Like, well. That clearly, we knew this already, but Black Eyed Peas, the downfall of them was when they hired the Howling.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Howling.
Yep.
And this is what
became. There it is, bro.
This is it. Black Eyed Peas rolling their graves, Ernie.
They did? No, they did to me, bro.
I'm just saying, okay, like, let's take a look at him. Will.i.am, he's trying to hang in there. Yeah. In production,
yeah.
The other two.
Apple is.
They have, like, health issues, right?
I think Apple just does Filipino stuff.
He's doing Filipino stuff with Jasmine Trias.
Yeah. And Jordan Segundo, bro.
Jordan Segundo can get out of here, bro. How he still has a job is beyond. Beyond.
And then, but the kind of, what's his name? Taboo is, yeah, health.
He's got health issues.
Yeah, he kicked it. I already, like, you know, he's fighting it, so.
So Apple the app does not have health issues.
No, not that I know about. Oh. But Taboo, yeah. So supporting that homie. But we're not even labeling that or getting to that.
Of course.
We're just saying music wise is whack.
Of course. It was horrible. It was horrible. And it was when she got brought into the fold. To Kim Hill. Kim Hill, the original singer.
Yeah, but the thing is they just did it for money standpoints.
Yes.
For mainstream notoriety standpoints. The sound changed, the production changed.
Skin changed.
They made skin changed. Everything's changed. It just came. And the funny part is, I said this before. No argument, no reasoning from people on Facebook that are my friends on them trying to validate Black Eyed Peas.
How is anyone validating
Trust Black Eyed Peas? They try.
It ain't going to work.
And I'm like, how? Like, you listen to their music? Like.
What was the last good song from Black Eyed Peas?
Joints and Jams.
Correct. After that, it was all
crazy. Sounds like, yeah, like it's several.
Weekends. Weekends with Esteban?
But that was so, that was already like lyrically weak.
They're getting there.
Beat was kind of weak.
They're getting like, to the parties.
They're getting to the parties. That was like weak, man. And then to me, I'm like, dude, like.
So I understand. I mean, business wise, okay, makes sense. But, and then clearly Fergie got bigger than Black Eyed Peas. Oh, yeah. Fergie became a bigger entity than Black Eyed Peas.
Right, but the Apple's, I mean, Will.i.am is the one that made Fergie.
Right.
So he's collecting all the checks. But you know, the people are like, well, you know, they did it for the money, obviously.
Clearly.
Like.
That's it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's good because there's financially, they should be.
They should be.
Financially set for the rest of their life. Okay, their kids should be set for financially the rest of their life.
So when did it, when was the final nail? I mean, this is the final nail for her career, but. Was it Super Bowl? Because they did perform at Super Bowl and people bashed them after that. They kind of disappeared after that.
Yeah, I don't think they could ever come back. They tried to do that song where they had like the video with all like the throwback pictures.
That was not.
Everybody's like, yeah, but it was weak though.
It was weak. Not good.
It's just one of those ones like they should just develop artists and.
They have a new song.
Oh, they do?
I watched the video on Revolt.
And?
Horrible. Let me see if I can pull it up and we can talk about that. Black Eyed Peas have a new video.
That's the thing is they went so far into like aerobic music and fist pumping stuff that you cannot come back from that. Nope. You cannot.
You cannot.
There's no way to be like Joints and Jams part 2019.
Right.
You cannot. You went there already and you stayed there a long time.
Right.
With flash mobs and Oprah.
Yeah.
Which you know what? You got your money, bruh. You got that money. So like congratulations.
It. So move on.
Right?
Move on.
Move on. Become producers. Philanthropists, politicians, do whatever you want, but you cannot make music. Sorry. You did it to yourself, right?
The only way they can come back is they have to do the same thing they did. They have to, let's get it started, party song.
But nobody wants that.
Nobody wants it, exactly. That's
especially from old dudes that are like 45.
Right.
And now Fergie just was like, okay, Black Eyed Peas is, she screwed her up, and she screwed Ed, she screwed up Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
So, whatever is that.
So, dude. The end.
Screw them off.
And it was hilarious. The reactions of everybody.
Oh, man.
It was great.
What's his name from Golden State?
Draymond.
Draymond's the best reaction, dude. And like Jimmy Kimmel
was there.
He was ready to go. He was ready to like.
I got something to talk about.
Just blow up. But he knew the camera. But Draymond was the best, dude. Right. I screenshot that and I saved it because I'm going to use it.
You might as well make that the cover, probably. Who knows?
But put it this way: whoever is the must be the same agent for Fergie, for Kevin Hart, because they did two of the most unneeded things in sports history.
Yeah.
Whoever that agent is a brilliant agent, bro.
Brilliant agent, but for future though.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to help his.
Oh,
business.
Bro! Yeah.
Maybe get the payday today, but after that.
He got Kevin Hart to do like a nonsensical thing, and he got Fergie to sing.
If that's on the YouTube, I suggest you watch it.
What is
the Kevin Hart?
I don't even want to watch it though.
Because it's just such a school bus fire.
Oh, God. It's so bad. It's worse than a dumpster.
It's bad. It's so. Like, why did the NBA do that? And then the halftime show. What was the halftime show?
Now? I didn't even watch
it. Oh, it was Pharrell. Okay.
How was that?
So then you have Pharrell coming on. He has a lot of hits. So he's going through all the hits. Clips, grinding, all the way to. And then the ender. Migos comes out with Pharrell. Let's go. And so Migos is out there with Pharrell. I'm like, what an action-packed show you have.
Wow.
Kevin Hart, Fergie, Migos, Pharrell.
Wow. What song did they do? That new song that they
have? Yeah.
What is it called? Do you remember the name of the song?
Shoot. But the one that you didn't know was a Pharrell song on the Migos album.
Yeah.
They did that.
Oh, they did that one. Okay.
Yeah, they did that one. So this is that one, and then the light at the end of the tunnel. The fourth quarter was good.
Oh, right.
The All Star game was great.
Right,
the fourth quarter was fantastic. They played defense.
Yeah,
Durant and LeBron smothering Curry. That's the first time you've
ever
seen
that.
Brilliant, and it worked. So I give him that. So 3.5 mics on the All Star game.
Wow, there you go.
The performance and the whole package, horrible.
No mics, bro.
No mics, man.
Just a quarter plug.
One mic. One mic.
No mics. Well, we have one mic.
We can't give anything zero.
Though. Yeah, one mic for the mic.
Yeah.
You're giving the mic to the mic.
I'm giving the mic to the mic. The mic was holding it up.
The mic was holding it up and holding it down.
Wire or wireless. The mic was holding it up.
Yeah.
All right, so you got Fergie. What happened, bro?
Oh, and on that side, though, didn't the guy from Migos, Quavo, get the MVP?
He for what?
You texted me that, right? Or you got?
Oh, yes, the celebrity game.
The celebrity game.
Migos got the MVP.
Yeah, well, not three of them, but one dude.
They're just picking up all the awards.
Awards, bro. There you go, bro. Even though you get negative for Sleep Time's Over. They're picking up all the awards.
All the awards.
Bing, bang, bada boom, bada bang.
They got the last laugh.
So I guess shout out to him.
Okay, still don't like the music. What else you got?
Let's see. Here we go. Okay, this is a weird one. Hungry Hungry Hawaiian on IG. Check him out.
Yeah.
He posted a video of this chick volunteering to go into the ring with the rodeo thing.
The rodeo, the bull.
The bull. Okay? She didn't get paid. So she went. She put the vest on.
Yeah.
And three people, and I guess the game is whoever doesn't like move is the winner. Maybe you win a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Wait a minute.
Maybe you...
How can you not move?
That's what it is.
The bull's going to clock you and you're done.
And
you're
did you see the video?
Yeah, she flew all the way in.
Exactly. So I posted like, stupid.
Right.
And guess what? This girl found that she was posted on this video and answered everybody's comments.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
And this is what she said to me.
Oh, here we go.
Which is another stupid answer.
Here we go.
Here we go. So go to Hungry Hungry Hawaiian. Shout out to Hungry Hungry Hawaiian. Boom. Okay. Here we go. Boom. You go to, where is it? Did they take it off? Where's the bull? You see it? Uh-oh.
Take off their glasses, bro.
Oh, bruh.
They took it off?
Oh.
Well, you tagged it. Let me just find it.
Bruh, did they take it off?
Let's see. Let's see.
Oh, maybe, bruh. But this Holly chick, I guess from the Big Island or whatever they're doing.
They took it off.
Answered. They took it off.
Yep.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Oh, I found it. Wait.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. So she commented, you.
Okay, I found that. Okay, my bad. Okay, here we go. So Hungry Hawaiian goes, let's have a round of applause for the toughest girl volunteer from the crowd in the effing world, okay?
Yes.
Then I posted, let's say, boom, does mine pop up? I just put stupid. Period. I just put something stupid.
You put all you sister, you do what gets you out the box.
Oh, no, that's what I answered
more
after.
Power to you. Oh, that was your answer.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, we gotta find
so I just put smart. I put stupid.
Yeah.
But she answered every single one.
But you can't find her answer?
And her answer was... Oh, sorry, everybody out there. Let's get this here.
So go Hungry Hungry Hawaiian, everyone. You see it? It's still up.
She answered me back.
Holly takes on the bowl.
Oh, I cannot. I posted too much stuff.
You can't find
it. I can find a dog. Okay. Look, oh, there it is.
You found it?
Oh, no. Someone liked it. Oh. I put tough? Question mark? Stupid?
And you can't find her reply?
Let's see. Nope, it's a Sakusan.
Right there. No, like your post. No.
Dennis, Blackhorns.
There it is, right there.
No. Hawaiian Heartbreak.
There it is, right there.
No.
I'm just gonna keep saying, there it is. It's like Peter Piper.
Okay, basically her reply was.
Let's go.
Oh, I'm trying to live out of the box. I can't speak for anybody else. I took off my sunglasses for this. Her reasoning for volunteering to stand in front of a friggin' 1,000-pound bull is she wants to live out of the box.
Typical, Ali.
What do we do to live out of the box? We go in the box.
Yeah.
And we stand there and let a thousand-pound bull ram your ass down.
Typical outside the box.
Maybe break a rib. Maybe internal bleeding.
Blow him up.
You could possibly die.
Yeah.
But no, we're living out of the box. That's my reasoning.
How old is this girl?
I don't know.
Okay, well, whatever age she is,
but
she is
said that's her reasoning.
No, she's stupid. You know what?
And she said that she.
She's stupid.
Even like her mom commented on it.
She is stupid.
And defended her.
What is the reasoning to say that you're gonna be doing this?
I don't want to say it sucks because she's a Howley.
That's what they do.
I want to say
they jam up.
I want to
say all jam up.
Dumb Holly lady.
They all jam up.
Isn't that? There's no reasoning, people.
There is no reasoning
to stand in a freaking pit.
Right.
In a box.
Right. That's not a throw.
If you watch the video, the bull comes.
Yeah.
Almost hit this one guy. He's like, "F this, I'm out."
Right.
He bounces.
Right.
And guess who gets blasted? The Holly chick.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
10 feet in there.
Yeah.
And she survived.
It's a car wreck.
It survived enough to like comment on me and tell me, "Oh, I'm just trying to live my life out of the box."
Right. Let me go find this girl.
Dude, I was like, okay, I'm not gonna beef with this. I don't beef with nobody on Instagram. Right. So I just say, oh, you do your stuff, girl. Like, I just was like, you know, you go, girl.
Right.
You do what you do.
Unreal.
Does that validate the Howley thing?
As much as I don't want to say, it does. What else can you say? I mean, but it validates Howley, of course. Forget it.
You get local brada hollies, you get the Hawaiian holly bradas, you get the Akamai hollies,
yep.
Right? You get the dumb Hawaiians, yep. You get the rich Chinese, the tight Chinese. You get dumb hollies, bro.
You just have stupid thinking. And right? That's what it leads to. It's universal.
But right? It shows the first guy, bigger dude, holly guy too. I'm out, shoots, smart holly right there. Smart Akamai holly brada.
Okay. The response to it solidifies her holliness, okay? Because if she were to just reply to you and be like, you know what, yeah.
That was
too that was pretty jam up, right?
That's exactly what I would have said.
I just turned this around and that's, I just wanted to do it, that's yeah.
That's what I would have said.
Then, ha ha ha. Exactly. LOL.
Because we all do stupid things.
Correct. But trust she's me. Trying to make it like she did a smart thing.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm going to be an outdoor magazine and be like, yay.
Yeah, exactly. You do you.
Yeah, and that's why I was you like, go, wait. Because I did many stupid things in my life. Like one time I tried to ollie 12 stairs and I got broke. That was hella stupid. Okay. Right? I'm being like, yo, that was pretty dumb. If I landed it, oh.
Well, that's you living outside the box.
That's me living outside the box. Okay. But I got wrecked, okay?
Right.
But I survived. Yeah. That's, I'm going to tell you right now, that was stupid of me.
Right.
I'm not going to go and say, oh, but yo, bro, I'm trying to come pro skateboard and live out the box. No, that was a stupid Hawaiian.
Yes, because what are the Hollies known for doing? Not all of them, but what are they known for doing? Not being humble. And when you're not being humble, you're going to be arrogant. And when you're going to say arrogant things like, I'm trying to live out the box. Yeah. Just be humble and be like, you know what, hey, yeah, you saw me got clocked right
now. Yeah,
there.
Bro, you it's own whatever. Up to it.
It's fine. Yeah, I know. I'm screwed up. Ha, ha, ha.
No, she
and then we all be laughing with you. We're not going to be laughing at you.
But she trying to like, she answered everybody's this. Like, I'm just trying to live my life. I'm just trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. I'm like, no, no, no. There's no answer to that.
There's no answer to
admit
that.
Admit it. That was a stupid move just on my part.
Just a stupid move and just move on.
And laugh it off. We'll laugh it off. It was dumb, bro.
Humility is a thing.
There's no humility in this chick.
No humility in this chick. That's what makes it a Howley situation. That's what makes it a Howley
answer. It's like, I'm right, no matter what.
Exactly.
I don't know about you, but I'm living out of the box.
Exactly. That's it.
I'm going to put my ass in a ring with a bull and I'm going to get banged.
That's it.
She lucky she never get the horn through her dang sternum.
That's it.
And second of all, who's the damn promoters that let these guys in there?
They sign a waiver.
Sign a waiver, and then what?
Send them out. Well, it's a Hilo, right? They got nothing else to do with Hilo. Well, you can smoke weed, have sex, get banged.
Yeah.
if you get banged by the bull,
even in that order.
Right?
She's got banged by the bull, cuz.
Smoke weed, get banged.
Go to Mexico, get banged by the bull, and smoke weed at the same time.
Bestiality, bro.
Oh, God.
You said it.
Anyway, never mind.
Right, there you go.
I got so, like, confused.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Because you expect it to be like, yeah, that was dumb. Right? Because most people be like, that was pretty dumb. That was pretty dumb.
It was.
Nope, that was not her answer. Try to live out of the box, guys.
No humility.
Yes.
That's
all. I do this because I'm trying to live life to the fullest.
Correct.
Knock it off already.
Dummies.
There's a lot of dummies in every ethnicity.
Well, speaking of dummies, and yeah, well, let's move on to Hawaiians.
Yeah, here we go.
Commitment schools, again.
And like I said, bro, nobody's safe, and there's a bunch of dummies up there, too.
Yep. Commitment schools, 14-year-old girl, I think it was at the time. 23.
You're doing jam, right?
Yes.
That sexual relations.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. So the
ban assistant.
You already paid $80 million in the settlement.
Oh, paid $80 million to the chick.
No, to everybody that's gotten abused through the
years. This is the doctor one.
Yeah. This is the other one. They throughout the years.
Right.
Throughout the years. The 32 sex assault victims got $80 million split amongst them. Which will probably come down to $40 million with all the lawyer fees.
Right, and they each get like, what, like $1 million each or something?
Probably. Something like that. But then the other one was trying to find.
Yeah, it's an assistant band teacher had sexual relations with one of the students.
In the band, yeah. Playing the clarinet, bro.
Playing the skin flute, bro. Yep. With the
flute. That's the noise they make when they're having sexual relations. That's a horrible. I don't know what that was, but that was going on at commitment schools.
Yeah, and the commitment schools did have sex tapes. You knew that, right?
Yeah, sex tapes?
Yeah.
Really?
Commitment school had like two sex tapes.
What are they playing on? Olelo.
But
all Lalo. Check him out, 2 in the morning.
And then get the Hawaiian translation on the bottle.
Yep.
Right? Who's his name? Watch us. Oh.
Just you owe. Again and again. Caption.
Again, people. I'm Hawaiian. Yeah. We're just stating the obvious. There's even dumb Hawaiians. Yeah. So, yeah, Hawaiian. I don't know what to say. Hey, Frank, dude, guilty.
Gotta be.
Man, it goes all the way up to the top, bruh. All the way up to the top. They turned the blind eye like Michigan State, bruh.
Right.
They turned the blind eye. They turned in the back.
Right.
We don't know nothing.
Right.
And look now.
That's it.
Well, how are we gonna pay $80? I mean $80. $80 million. Come here, man. You get money. Knock it off.
Please, bruh.
Oh, you get money, bruh.
They get all the money loaded up in all the land they
own. But stop paying the trustees $100 million and then give them the $80.
It's such a jam up. Miami has schools and OHA. Problems.
Problems. They get sexual in OHA or what? O to the ha, bruh.
They just gotta start posting the Kamehameha schools are sex tapes, bro. Make money.
Gosh, I mean, I got some people that know. I've never seen it.
Well, like, you know how to get like YouTube, and they have YouTube TV where you pay.
Yeah.
They got on Lelo TV, you pay $9.99.
You can see the extra.
All the extra. Hawaiians having sex all day long.
You can go to every school, man.
Hawaiian, Micronesian, Malaysian, everybody. Sign them up. Sign on Lelo TV, bro.
$9.99.
Cut the cord. Cut the cord. TV streaming.
Spice.
Okay, so Spice. Hey, Spice, rest in peace. Spice.
Rest in peace, yeah.
Distorted porn, rest in peace. Huh?
Oh, boy.
Speaking of sex.
Oh, okay.
A lot of sex these past
couple. Yeah, everybody molesting everybody. Sad.
So, speaking of molesting, the Dallas Mavericks, this came out this
morning. Oh, there we go. More molestations going on. More sexual harassments.
Launch a probe, the Dallas Mavericks, with Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Allegations of workplace misconduct. Now, the team president of the Dallas Mavericks.
Right, yeah.
His name is pretty wacky. He described a hostile workplace environment for women.
Right.
He was accused of making sexually suggestive remarks. 18 years with the team before going to Under Armour. So in this 18 years, they did this report.
Wow, it's Under Armour right now.
Yes, they fired their HR guy. Many details of like public fondling. Disrespectful behavior.
What it tells public the fondling?
They just go up to the women, grab the chichi.
Tune in Tokyo.
Yep.
Tune in Tokyo.
Grab the butt, walk out. So, for the record, Mark Cuban was not accused.
Yeah. Cuban is not that dude.
But as the owner of this company, he needs to be tuning in on what his company is doing. So, six female.
He needs to be tuning in Tokyo.
No, he should not be tuning in Tokyo.
Yeah. Tune in Tokyo.
So, female former employees, they're coming in. They're saying stuff. There you go. I don't know who that is. So then we got two women claimed that harassed them for years. Inappropriate remarks. So that was the thing. He then left Nike, and then he went to Dallas. And then he went to Under Armour.
Wow.
So this is a big thing that this could be problems for the franchise.
Could be a problem for... Well, Dallas problem already is screwy already.
Right. Problem for Cuban. They might have to send Cuban out.
Unless
he takes care of it. He's going to have to take care of it.
He's going to take care of it. I have faith in Cuban. He's going to take care of it.
So this is last... They went on for 20 years.
Wow. The thing is, everybody, dude... All this exposure is going on. It's been happening. Just that never got reported. Women were afraid.
Yeah.
But now there's some empowerment going on, which is great because now all this stuff can come to the light.
Yeah.
And if you're not guilty of it, you don't got to worry. I mean, I'm not guilty of it.
Well, people are... Well, right. But then somebody could falsely accuse you.
Yeah, that's the only thing.
And then that puts you in the limelight of... Sexual assault, sexual harassment,
right.
Your name.
That's the thing is, I deal with so much people, it's kind of like one of those ones, like, do I give them hello, kiss hello, and cheek, you know?
It's getting more.
I just like, yeah, you know what, man?
You know what? I tell you, you got to segregate the genders. You need to have segregated offices.
We talked about this before. Yes. Segregate the genders. Oh, going backwards, huh?
Office of women, that's it. Office of men,
what is this? Private, what is this? And then when you go to the dance at the gym. No girls on one side, boys on one side.
You have social. Skype social.
Ice cream social.
Exactly. On the internet.
Guys get chocolate, girls vanilla.
I'm telling you, bro. You can't. That's
who controls the sprinkles, bro?
That's right, yeah. Can I see something?
Segregate offices.
Think about it. I'm telling you, that's the only way. If you're a guy in the same office with this girl, you're going to eventually start flirting with the girl.
No, they just need to wash the dirt bags out, dude.
Every guy is a dirt bag.
No.
99%.
So you're a dirtbag.
I could be.
Well, you can be. I can see that.
I'm just saying. Okay, 90%.
Yeah, you're a single guy. 90%. Right? And then a single woman. And you work in offices. And you're attracted to her. She might not be attracted to you.
Okay.
You can throw a little fishy line out there. Like, hey, what are you doing for lunch?
Let's do this. Okay, hypothetical. Yes, right. Exactly. You're going to ask her out to lunch. She says no.
Yeah, okay,
she does
cool.
not take no for an answer.
Okay, then.
Because guys are stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't take the hint.
Yeah, that case.
And then you go, how come you don't go out with me? And how come you don't talk to me? Oh, you look great today. And then he becomes annoying.
Yeah.
And then
she's yeah.
And thus, that's your problem.
But then that's when something needs to happen in the workplace.
That's what I'm saying. We eliminate the problem.
So segregated?
Yes.
Boys and girls?
Yes. Boys school, for the most part, they keep it clean. Girls school, for the most part, there's limited issues. When they start to integrate,
what happened if it's the other way around? There's been a case where I've seen girls push up on dudes.
Right.
You know?
Well, this goes both ways.
Yeah.
But it just, that's how are you going to... What, do you keep having classes, instructional classes for all the workers to see?
I think you can't segregate anything, dude. You think he's got to, like, let it be? But we got to just start washing out these dirtbag dudes.
Okay, well, how can we wash them up?
It's coming. It's doing itself. It's doing itself already.
Yeah.
It's going to, dude, all of this getting exposed, it's working. Because people are going to start, all these dirtbag dudes, out. The skebe dudes are going to be like, oh, damn.
Okay.
I'm next.
Okay.
Because they know that they've done harassed so-and-so. Right? And it's going to come out, right?
Hopefully.
I just hope it doesn't happen to a point where, like, these single dudes can't even ask a girl out.
That's what's going
to
cut down to, right? Yes.
It's like, oh, you want to get a drink after work? Oh, sexual hazard!
That's what I'm saying.
You're like, nah, I just want to get a drink for...
Okay, you're a business owner. You have the store. Say Light Sleepers gets big.
Right.
Where you have to hire a staff.
Right.
Let's say you have to hire about 6 people.
Okay.
Four of them are women. Two of them are men.
All right, bro.
They got to work in the back in the office and they got to do all kind of various different things. Say something comes down where somebody is harassing a girl.
You hire only lesbians, bro.
Well, then you better get the word out, bro.
You hire the lesbians that used to wrestle, used to play football.
They like hip-hop, I think.
They do like hip-hop.
Well, I'm just saying, what would you do in that situation? You're the owner. You're the guy and you find out that woman A, guy A... getting into some trouble.
Right.
She's accusing guy A of bothering her and hurting her work situation,
right,
because he's flirting with her and she doesn't like it. What are you going to do?
Investigation, bro. Gotta sit.
What does that mean?
Sit them down separately, sit them down together.
Okay.
Right? Get the statements, boom, bada, boom. They make the executive decision. That's it.
Okay.
Fire you both.
You fire them both?
Nah, I don't know.
Wow.
No. You know what? You know what? You're fired.
Say it like that.
Yep.
We do like Trump.
You're fired.
You would just do that?
No, I mean, I would definitely take a statement from the accusations, whatever, separate and together. Because it's going to change. It's together, right?
Yeah.
If you push them out, like to sit, talk to both of you guys at the same time.
I don't think I'd do that.
You don't think you'd do that?
You separately.
And separately.
Talk
only.
To separately. Because you get what their story is, see if the story matches them. He says, because it's basically
he says, she says.
And that's all you got. Because if you got, it's going to lead to argument and you're going to be breaking up a fight.
No, that's true. You're right.
So what are you going to do?
Yeah, take the statement separately, then make the executive decision, man. You're going to have to, like, I mean.
Or we just have them work separately.
Well, look at this. The shop is, like, so small. How are you going to make them separate?
Okay.
You're going to have to cross path eventually.
Right.
Changing shifts.
Right.
Doing inventory.
So then you're going to have to make it, like, we're out of the day, 5 to 11.
How about parents just don't raise skebe dirtbags?
Easier said than done, bro. You got porn, you got strip clubs, you got all this kind of rubbish, you got regular TV.
Yeah.
Sex is everywhere.
Yep.
Flirtation is everywhere.
Yeah.
It happens in grade school.
Right.
It happens in high school, college. What are you to
do? I don't know, bro. It's
married, dating, single, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Because guys look at it as a sense of power. Say you had 3 Light Sleeper stores. So then your company is bigger. You have
God.
A staff of 50 guys.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That means I'm making money.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And then you have this power, and then you have a guy under you. He's like your second in command.
Right.
And this second in command guy right beneath you is harassing some girls and using his power to be
"You
want to get up in this company? You go talk to me. Go talk to me. Kiss me." What are you gonna do with your guy? That's your guy. Your number one guy beneath you. All this going down. You're going to have to make a executive decision.
Yeah, no, I would definitely I'll definitely have the girl file a police report.
Okay.
Yeah, just straight.
Do you suspend him or fire him?
I would suspend him.
Okay. Which now puts more burden onto you.
Oh yeah, I'm not like I don't need. I'm not like I never had.
Well, the pecking order, right?
Yeah. But I mean, we gotta do something. So if that dude is guilty, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna come out. Once you go to the cops and you do that, boom, the pressure's on his ass.
Okay.
Same thing is on her, if she's telling the truth or not.
Right.
Because she got to tell the truth. Because now she's going to the police.
Right.
So she's going to give a statement, and it's by law.
Right.
So, you know, on both ends, you know what I mean? I don't know. But it's going to get dirty. That's bottom line. But I think that comes with business, so.
It comes with business. It comes with business and power.
But plus, at the same time, I would have to interview every other employee.
Right.
Have you seen so-and-so harass so-and-so? Have you seen so-and-so do this to someone? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's messed. There's no right way or wrong way. It's just, I think that's where leadership comes in, and then you gotta just, you know, Mark Cuban, back to Mark Cuban, yeah, and back to commitment schools.
Yeah.
They gotta do the right thing, man.
Right.
Yeah, because no, you can sue me, but I don't got no money to sue.
Well, you look, well, right. But I'm just saying, like, look at Mark Cuban, billionaire guy, but claims he has no idea this is going on in his top business.
Basically. Yeah, that's a rough one.
He's got a lot of businesses, but that's his top business, NBA franchise.
Right.
And he has no idea that this is going on.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Right? So,
like, that's a lie. I think that's a lie.
That's bad business practice on him.
Because I guarantee he heard the murmurs. He heard the thing, like, oh, so-and-so's a dirtbag. It's coming. Like, dude.
He's obviously not walking around his offices.
No, he's too busy doing Shark Tank.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's why it's a tough situation.
It's a tough situation, man.
There's nothing really to rectify this.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of all the dirtbags.
You can't get rid of that.
All over the place.
So that's why I think it's good that everything's coming out now. I'm just scared that there's going to be a few cases where it's false.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's going to be like witch hunt style.
Right.
That's what I'm worried about guys, good dudes,
right,
and guys that maybe they just did a basic, like, you want to go on a date, you know what I mean? Or maybe the girl was flirting with them, and then, you know, like, it was just the wrong communication. And the dude's not really guilty, you know what I mean? Like, then that guy gets thrown under the bus, and, you know, because it's like this witch hunt of, like, which is, like, let's say 90% valid. That there might be a 10% of one dude that's been like, "Dad, dude, I just asked her out for a drink." Like,
so what about this then? Why don't you put a policy in? Would you, if this
no
is legal,
dating?
No dating. Workers cannot date.
I mean, is that legal? Can you do
that's
that?
That's the thing. I don't know if that's legal.
I would totally do that. Yeah.
You cannot. No signs of affection. Any type of thing.
Yeah. No PDA. No.
You do that, you suspend it, or you get talked to. Warning.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, if it's legal, I would totally do no dating within the company.
You shouldn't date a coworker anyway.
Yeah, but it's messy, dude.
But people like to do that because it's convenient.
Convenient. Yeah.
Because they see the girl right there.
Yeah.
It's easier to talk to that girl than a girl at a bar.
Exactly.
But that's causes the problem.
Yeah.
And if you can eliminate that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's legal or not. I mean, I've heard it before, but I don't know if that was like an unwritten rule.
I don't know. That's something you got to look into with a lawyer.
But
it's a problem.
Okay? Yeah.
It is an issue. I don't know, bro.
Well, speaking of dirtbags and parentals.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go to...
That's not me, then. Okay.
Florida.
All right. Well, we're going to make this a long show.
Right, the guy played duck hunt in the school, bro. Bing, bang, bada, boom. So much conspiracies in this thing. I was reading stories about all this stuff.
Okay.
First of all, the kid, I think he didn't have any parents. He was adopted, right?
I believe so, yes.
So he had a gun, and the adoptive family knew he had a gun.
Yeah.
Didn't think nothing was going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Expelled from that school, I think it was.
Yes.
He went back. He killed everybody.
Yeah.
Sad. Tragic at all. Now the kids are going into the Capitol, and they're going to go protest against guns.
Yeah. Did this happen yet?
Or it's not been now, I think, right?
Right. I saw this yesterday.
Oh, they'll get on the bus this morning, I see.
Yeah. Okay.
So what is your opinion on the bump stocks, the whole gun automatics?
The guns in general.
Guns in general. Mm-hmm. Tons of guns. What is your opinion on that?
Well, you can't ban guns. But you talk about gun control. How can that regulate anything? Because if you ban anything, people are more prone to do it. You ban drugs, people are going to still do drugs. You ban prostitution. People still going to do prostitution.
People still paying for sex.
Right. So you can't ban anything. We look at Hawaii. Okay, now, look, it's very hard to get a gun in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Because I know several people who told me the whole process. It's a pain in the butt.
Right.
It's paperwork on top of paperwork on top of paperwork.
Right.
Maybe that is a measure to regulate it because it takes so much to get a gun.
Right.
But then you have the law of conceal. You can conceal. Like
yeah.
Arizona, Tennessee, what have you. Is that okay to do? To carry a gun? Which will then lead to, do we give the teachers guns?
I was thinking, yeah, no, I was thinking about that.
To protect the
students. Yeah.
Right? I'm in favor for that.
Yeah.
Because there needs to be some protection. Like yeah. how you have a metal detector in the yeah. class, in the schools. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to that. That used to be a big thing in the 80s, in the 90s.
Right.
In like the ghetto schools.
Yeah, the hood, yeah.
Why not do that, bring that back in?
Right.
Or arm the teachers.
Yeah.
So I would say as far as the school shooting thing, you can't ban guns. You just can't do that. People will get a gun. He's going to know a friend of a friend is going to get the gun.
I can get a gun right now.
Correct.
It's not legal, but I could get a gun.
Tasers are banned in Hawaii. I could probably get a taser.
Right I could get a taser in half an hour.
That's pretty good.
I'm not even that dude, too.
I know.
I'm not yes, that illegal dude. Not. But everybody knows somebody that knows somebody.
Exactly. And plus, everybody knows a cop.
Yeah.
Who knows somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't do that. So the only way to prevent this is you're going to have to fight fire with fire and do preventative measures.
Yeah.
Either some kind of a special lockdown on the doors.
Right.
Arm the teachers.
Right. Arm the teachers. Yeah.
That's all you can really do. It's very sad. It's very unfortunate. But is it going to happen again? Yes, it will.
They need to lock. I don't know why they don't lock schools down. Right. Like once the bell rings, 8 o'clock or whatever, schools are locked down. You can get out, but you can't get in. You know what I mean? Like, right. But this guy walked through a side stairwell.
No, so that's the thing. So there's got to be a way. Once the bell rings and class begins,
right.
Doors are locked.
Yeah.
And you have some kind of an automatic trigger lock.
Yeah, well, if it goes out, it'd be like at Walmart or something.
Right.
You let that back door, me, me, me.
Hey, hell, we got Alexa. We ordering off Amazon that yeah. can lock your doors. If you say, yeah. Alexa, lock the door. You telling me the schools can't get that? You telling me we can't say, Alexa, yeah. lock the school
nah,
down?
Yeah, true that.
I mean, come on. It's just funding. It's just an additional funding. You want this to not happen. You got to put money.
Right.
You got to put the money up.
Yeah.
So automatically lock the doors, arm the teachers with guns.
Right.
Have them go through a class yeah. to teach the teacher how to use the gun. Make sure they go through a mental test too, because the teacher could unload on the students.
That's why
school is locked.
Yeah.
They can't go. Teacher, gun them all down.
Gun them all
down. We got to make sure the teachers are.
Yeah, correct. True that.
So you have a lot of factors, but that funding needs to be done with this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the only thing I can see. I'm same with you. I think teachers should be armed.
But we got to think ahead.
But yeah, I think ahead. Crazy. But then I thought about maybe just the principal and the main admin.
Right.
So principal, vice principal,
right.
PE teacher,
right.
Shop teacher.
Somebody. The shop teacher maybe.
Yeah, shop teacher should have a gun.
Shop teacher's crazy though.
Yeah. Usually. But I think he's crazy enough where he's straight up. But yeah, I thought about that. Gun have... But you know what? And then we could post like policemen at every school or security, you know? It's all money. How about just more cameras in the school, you know?
There's that. Okay, well, let's look at how he broke down, how he got in there. He pulled a fire alarm, right? Everybody went out. Then he gunned them down.
Is that how that would happen?
That was his strategy.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure. We can look this up now. But,
right.
So how do you prevent something like that? In an open field.
Well, he got in the school. Bottom line is he got into
the school.
So the problem is, yeah,
pulled the alarm.
At the same time, what happens if a gunman waits to the end of the school?
Right.
The kids are running out. He starts gunning.
Right.
There's no real defense for that, right?
No. So it's a complicated
problem. I say you can't. You banning guns, yeah, it's for the hype, and I understand. I don't understand. But I don't understand how it is to lose somebody with the gun,
right.
to a gun, right?
Right?
But I'm just saying that that's not the answer. Guns is gonna, drugs yeah. finds itself.
You can't ban
alcoholics. Anything. They find alcohol. People who smoke cigarettes will find a cigarette.
Prostitution.
Like, will always have sex.
Gambling.
Will never stop it.
Can't ban gambling.
Can't stop. And guns is not banning guns not the answer, no. Dude. I'm worried about when you start banning guns, they might just ban guns. In general. And then guess what? That takes away one of our rights.
Well, that's the classic right to bear arms.
Yeah.
So that's why that it'll never happen. But one thing that should be addressed is Trump, the presidency, Congress, they need to do something at this point and address it.
Right.
So that's the bump stock issue. Right. Trying to ban the bump stock.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So there needs to be more vocalization from the powers up, like Trump, to say something, address these things, because you can't let this go.
Oh, yeah,
you already
yeah.
got the Vegas shooting that was not long ago. You got this one.
But even that possibly was a conspiracy too.
You got that conspiracy. Then Trump blames the FBI, saying that they knew of this guy, was going to go shoot the guys, but they didn't do anything about it.
I wouldn't doubt that, though.
So, what is, who's
Trump is crazy, ball? But I mean...
Somebody's dropping the ball.
Someone's dropping the ball. Dude,
I don't know, man. There's no real clean-cut solution on this.
There isn't none. No? But I don't think banning guns is really...
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is, dude. I mean, people are going to get all nuts, but... Bottom line, dude, like, you can get a gun, dude. If you want a gun, you can get a gun.
I mean, if we want to look at locally, could this happen in Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could.
But why didn't that? Why has it not happened yet?
I think because of the way, how hard it is to get a gun.
Yeah, and what else do you think? I think it's Hawaii's family values.
Local people, different mentality.
Local people, different mentality.
People threaten, but yes. I don't think one's going to carry out.
Bomb scares? Just bomb scares back in the day, remember that?
With that, you just pick up a phone, you say, I get one bomb, hang up, and that's
yeah.
This one is going to take a lot of thinking to take care of. You got to get in your car, walk down to the school, and right. Just have really no remorse or any heart whatsoever and attack.
Yeah.
And I pray no one does that, but...
I think Hawaii just has that, you know, we have that low spirit, which might sound seems kind of corny, but it works, because maybe this guy's having a bad day. He about to shoot somebody, right, in Hawaii. Right. We go to McDonald's, and the auntie behind us is like, hey, how you doing, honey? How's your day? Maybe that might change his mind. I don't know.
Okay, well.
Oh, hopefully it gets better, right? Oh, maybe we're not going to shoot all these people.
Okay, shoots. I hope nothing goes down, because if you know if it did.
In Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah, Hawaii. Yeah, we've been very fortunate and blessed not for any major. Yeah. And the thing is, in Hawaii, if someone gets shot, it basically affects the whole island.
Exactly.
Because somehow we're all related.
If this goes down, it's going to be bad for the state.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad for whichever island it happens on. It's not going to matter. Right. The whole state is going to be all kind of emotion. So I don't know.
Yeah. So
that note. I don't know. We always end on a downer, don't we?
Oh, Debbie Downer. Do you have anything else?
Well,
on the list?
I don't want to make this a 3-hour show, so we got to.
What do we have? What do we have? We're at, right?
2-hour show.
Right? No, we're not. Yeah. Not. 44.
Right, 80 minutes.
Oh, God. Everybody's going to be like, Brian, it's your worst show ever.
Shut up, everybody.
Everybody, stay healthy. Stay unhorny.
Wow. Good luck on that one. Good luck.
Don't be a dirtbag.
Don't be a dirtbag.
Teach your kids right, people. Let's just keep it.
Okay, you want a bottom line? Okay, you said it right.
My bottom line, teach your kids right.
That's what it comes out.
You teach them young.
That's it.
Get them young. Teach them young. Bring them young.
Bring them young. Don't make them a Mormon.
Hey, don't say that.
I'm sorry. Mormons, I'm sorry.
Do any Mormons listen out there?
One
Mormon is mad now.
To the one Mormon, I go to Laie. I used to have an ex-girlfriend that lived in Laie.
Wow, bro. Samoan?
No.
Oh.
Japanese decided to move to Laie. That's why he kicked her out.
Oh, nice.
But I've been to Laie. I've interacted with all of you. You guys are good people. You guys don't do much on Sunday. I got it. I love you all. But you're a good parent.
Hey, thank you. I try to do it. No,
let me end it on this. Yes, let me say something about you. Okay, I'm going to end it with you.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Ready.
This, talking about all this parenting.
Right.
I consider you a good father and a good
parent.
Hey,
thank you.
Because I know that you put a lot of effort into developing your kids.
Try my best.
You're coaching.
Yeah.
Co-train. You have this work. You have this job. 11 to 7, you're working.
No.
Monday through Saturday.
Yeah.
And then after that, you got to go home, make sure everybody in the
sleep
bed.
Sleeping in the bed, tuck them in, talk the story.
Eat, sleep, drink.
Same time.
Same time. And that takes a lot.
It does.
A lot.
Yep.
Okay. And your wife as well.
Yeah.
So I'm saying that's the way you're despite you have being busy, you're still putting the attention and you know what your kids are doing.
Yes.
You still know what your
yes.
boy and girl are doing during the day still.
Yes.
That is what it comes down to.
Yeah.
That is what all parents should attest to.
Yeah.
No matter how busy you are, you decide to make the decision of having a child or children.
Yeah.
This is it. So I honor you, sir.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Do I get free like lunch or something for this?
Maybe.
Hey!
If you play your cards right, bro. If I don't get one ticket on
the... Oh, bro, there you go. It is.
It all comes out.
Thank you very much. But all I'm saying is, everybody, if you just take care of the kids, everything will be okay.
That's all I do. That's it.
For the kids, I'm like...
Positive in.
Yeah.
Because we've talked so much.
Take care of kids. Sleep time's over. Kevin the Catalyst. DJ Zach Morris. Please don't kill us. We love you guys all.
I love the Mormons.
I love Mormons. I love people.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I hope we love them all.
I love bulls. Season 7.
Episode
5.
Black Eyed Panther?
Really Black Eyed Panther? Black Hole Sun?
Oh, rest in peace.
Won't you come? I'll serenade you on the way out. It was me,
Black Hole Sun. Is that Soundgarden? Who sang that?
Yeah, she's one of those guys.
Who's the guys in Temple of the Dog?
It was...
Now go hungry.
It was the from Soundgarden and from Pearl Jam, right?
Yes.
And then some other dude.
And that's how we're going to end the show.
Good Lord. Two times over. Season 7, episode 5. Get out of here. Black Eyed Panther.
Get out. That's it.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.